Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Just when we thought Goodell was, over the hill, here he keeps throwing a few new surprises at it.
Yeah, Dan, I was glad to hear that. I think that's going to be a really good game, Arizona at L.A. Which games over the weekend are you looking forward to watching? Obviously, you got six all together with two byes. Who are you most interested in?
Well, if we wanted to take a quick look at all of them,
yeah.
I got to tell you, been around the league now 30-something years, 40.
Right.
And every year you get into the playoffs, it's almost like a lot of these games you have projected, say October, November, you're saying, oh, yeah, Kansas City, yeah, Buffalo, oh, yeah.
Right.
I can't wait. Well, boom, here we are. And all six of these games, they're head scratchers, and you can make a case for either side winning. Okay, Pittsburgh and Kansas City, and you're saying, yeah, come on, really? That's Kansas City. Well, they've got this little thing called the point spread, and besides that, you've got Kansas City showing that they are not without frailty, and a couple of teams beat them this year by exposing some of their
yes, that's right.
And so, every game is a heck of a game. Think about this. The Las Vegas Raiders, they have to go to Cincinnati. They start, we just saw them Sunday night. So they got a real quick turnaround. But all that being said, you guys remember the fact that they had six fourth down conversions
yep.
against them and they still won?
No, it's crazy. Crazy.
Never before in world history had that happened.
Yeah.
So, like I said, each one of these games unto itself, it's really, they're going to be highly entertaining. And, there's also been kind of a hidden hand of the excitement, enthusiasm for the NFL that has been rekindled. With all that kneeling BS and all that stuff behind the league now, the league has kind of reclaimed itself as the number one viewer destination on television. And so I think the ratings for, that Sunday night game, the Las Vegas and Chargers, I think it blew away all the prior records for Sunday night football. So there's going to be an awful lot of fun games to watch.
All right, give me your pick for Vegas and Cincinnati. Who wins that?
Okay. I think Vegas runs out of steam. And, the only thing, if they keep Josh Jacobs, he had 132 yards Sunday night. He was kind of like, the force that kept kind of keeping them in it, keep moving the chains of that third down conversion at the very end of the game was huge. So, I'm kind of counting on Cincinnati. David, the old maxim that we've heard now for a decade, you throw to score, you run to win. I think we're going to see Cincinnati do that. They're going to try to, jump up 14-0, 17-3, and just kind of go ahead and then, put Vegas to sleep. And I think of all the games, that may be the one, I hate to say lock, but I like Cincy quite a bit.
What about New England at Buffalo? Obviously, that's a tough road game, and New England's got some folks banged up. Who do you like there?
Buffalo has, it's almost to me like Buffalo has been waiting to assume their identity, their position. All year long, they've been a pretty good team. I mean, unbelievably, they are being credited with the number one defense in football. And every time I look up, somebody's running for a first down against them because they struggle stopping the run. But they're the number one defense. I don't know if they're able. So much of the time, veteran teams or teams that kind of think they're in position to win. Right now, you see it with Kansas City. They have a couple of different speeds. It's the speed they play when they're playing against, the Houston Texans, and then it's the speed they play again, with when they're playing against a competitor. And Buffalo, I think is going to kick it up two or three notches. And New England, they've been a good story. They got a rookie quarterback that has had a fine year, not a great year, but a fine one. But rookies overall are 2-6 in their very first playoff game. And the only two wins that you see there in the 2-6 in the last 10 years is against other rookies. So I really think Buffalo has a huge advantage.
Dan, you know, the thing that reminds me of Buffalo right now and for the last couple of years, they remind me of the old Bum Phillips Houston Oilers. You know, they're making it there. They're going to the door. They're going to bang through the door. This time they're going to kick down the door and that sort of thing. Do you see a similarity there?
I hope so. You know, in the preseason, in August, I picked the Rams and Buffalo in the Super Bowl. Hmm. And all year long, Buffalo has kind of let me down. And they struggled. In those two matchups where they had Buffalo, at home against New England, I mean, that was the game that, you know, inclement weather, that's where they have to show their mettle, what they're made of. And, hey, Bill Belichick came in there and beat them. So they still got an awful lot to show me. And if they want to kick a door down, they got to get close enough to start kicking.
Well, I know, you know, that shows our age when you bring something up like that. If you bring up an old Cary Grant movie, or if you mention I remember the Houston Oilers playing. People going, what's
Houston
that, Mom?
Houston Oilers number one.
What about the Sunday matchups? Who do you like in those games?
Well, we know that Philadelphia is kind of like a bad habit. They just don't go away. They've been kind of a miserable football team, but with Jalen Hurts this year in the last 5-6 weeks, they're beating people. And how are they beating people? Well, they're controlling the ball and running it. And that's a good matchup for Tampa. Tampa's been one of the best run defenses in football. But Philadelphia, they're kind of a weird team. And you know what? Tom Brady has struggled this season against the NFC East team. He is 0-4 against the spread.
Wow, so, interesting.
You know, I don't know why, but Tampa Bay is one of those teams that we know about the injuries. We know how the decimation of the receivers, and then the meltdown of Brown and this and that. I kind of think this is a game that Tampa just kind of checks in long enough to try to win, and then they're going to start looking forward to the next round. And I don't think that Philadelphia is going to get both barrels, if you know what I mean. So I kind of look for this to be a real dogfight down into the fourth quarter. And, you know, Tom Brady, he can find a way to go 80 yards for a touchdown or 50 yards for a field goal anytime. So I think it's going to be a real close game. And I kind of like Philly getting points.
Dallas favored by only 3 at home against San Francisco. A lot of people think this is going to be a challenge for Dallas. You agree?
I do.
Yeah, I do. I do. You know, you look at San Francisco. San Francisco has been one of those teams that has looked for their moment and spot to kind of catch fire. And maybe they have. You know, they went in and beat the Rams last week after being 17-0 at halftime down. And they came back and won the game. And those are the kind of things that kind of, you know, everybody on the team becomes more emboldened. And they're saying, hey, maybe we are that kind of team. And even though, you know, the Rams in Arizona, and we'll talk about that in a minute, there were the two teams in, you know, contending for the division. San Francisco, they kind of owned it. So. Yeah. I look at San Francisco, they are 8-3 against winning teams, and they're not scared of Dallas. And the thing about Dallas is they've been so erratic. Mm. We know that two out of the last 3 games, they played against backups and nobodies, and they scored a lot of points. And that's almost like a mirage, if you will. They don't, you don't know exactly if your team is ready to play. But we know that Micah Parsons, that defense, if they can kind of get going downhill on you and get you in a hole and keep coming after you, they can hurt you. It's going to be a fascinating game. Like I said at the top, every one of these games you can make a case for either team to dominate and win. And I kind of picked the 49ers to beat Dallas. I know everybody in Arkansas, they're big Dallas fans.
Not everybody, Dan. Dan, I'm a Cowboy fan from my entire life, and I agree 100%.
You were going with the upset. I'll be darned. How about
is that,
that
what it is? You know?
Is it? Yeah. It, well, it would be.
Take him up this.
Okay, it's good talking to you, Dan.
All right, we'll talk next week. Dallas was in that cakewalk of a division. They're 6-0 in their division.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the 49ers, they had to fight it out week after week after week, even Seattle. And they were 2-4, but yet they're 8-3 against winning teams. I just think that the 49ers, and here's the thing. Remember a couple of years ago when they went to the Super Bowl, they got beat by
Seattle.
The Chiefs. But, man, they do a great job of running the ball and putting together 10, 12, 14 play drives to keep your offense off the field. And we know that, Dak, if he gets going with his three receivers, it's kind of a Gatling gun, if you will, coming at you. You can't cover everybody. CeeDee Lamb and those guys, they are really, really good. But if they don't have the ball, they're not that good. So I kind of see the 49ers giving Dallas, the
what? Yeah, I think Justin is having to point this out to me. I didn't remember 49ers being in the Super Bowl most recently.
Remember there was a big play by a former Razorback linebacker, Drake Greenlaw. One of the playoff games.
And who did they play? They played the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they played the Chiefs, and they had the ball. And they had the ball and a 10-point lead.
Yep, that's right.
With 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and they lose.
Did the Chiefs go down 21-0 at one point?
That's when the Chiefs
was a stunner.
Made a big, huge play down the field.
Yeah, threw a long pass.
Who
was 49ers quarterback?
Was it
Garoppolo, Dan? I can't recall.
It was Garoppolo.
I didn't remember that.
Garoppolo.
I didn't know. If Baz was going to
That put the Chiefs on the map there.
Two or three years ago?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah,
Number one.
As we wrap things up here, Dan, real quick, Pitt, obviously Justin Moore is a big Pittsburgh fan. The line is 14. Any hope there in the Arizona and L.A. as well?
I don't have high hopes, Dan.
High hopes.
You got to give them the old pat on the back, attaboy, for getting there. And they're like a bad smell. They don't go away. like I said at the top, every team, and again, that's why they sell tickets. You just never know. I don't think they got a chance, but you never know.
I agree with you. Off topic, who the Bears going to hire?
Well, there's a bunch of guys coming through with, doing the Zoom, and then the second phase would be in person. They're going through the Zoom now. But you know what? The guy got fired in Miami, Brian Flores, he is a no-nonsense, tough guy. And everybody in Chicago, I hate to say it, they missed the Ditka era, the no-nonsense, tough guy football coach that doesn't take no guff. And I think that would be the dark horse favorite to be the guy. And the Bears make it happen. Will they pull the trigger and go, hey, we're going to – whatever you need, whatever you want, blah, blah, blah. They still haven't got a general manager. So there's a lot of pieces that have to be placed in the puzzle. But Brian Flores, hey, the guy started 1-7 last year and then turned it around and went 7-1 down the stretch. So – he's one of those kind of guys I think the Bear fans would love.
Yeah, well, the Miami players were upset that they fired him. So,
We didn't mention yet. David Culley fired too after 1 year at Houston. And I tell you, it just seems like Dan. It's just these franchises are doing anything to try to find a good coach. And the Joe Judge experiment that lasted 2 years. And you would think that if you go through the vetting process of getting a coach, you would feel comfortable. Right. But I tell you, I just don't know. Is the coaching pool that bad, or they're not? I mean, are they sniffing up the wrong tree?
Well, they're getting the hook a lot quicker too.
Yeah, sure are.
It kind of reminds you of college.
Yeah.
Well, guys, look at the difference that Pittman made at Arkansas, and Bielema was a guy that had been successful other places, and he's had a modicum of success back here at Illinois this past year. I think they won 5 or 6. The bottom line is, it's kind of like a moment in time and a placement. And you've got to have a number of things supporting that coach. But first and foremost, there has to be the old-fashioned word, accountability. And so much of the time today, everybody, you know, I say every, all these coaches, they think they, they've got to be buddy-buddy and friends and pat people on the back. No,
my man.
No. It's about, hey, this is what is expected. Now, how are you going to do it? And it's accountability. So I just, like I said, I think the Bears, you know, Matt Nagy, he was too busy trying to, you know, be cutesy and design little archy-parchy plays that blew up in his face. And at some point, it's about being like Bill Belichick and saying, hey, either you do the job or I got a telephone. I'll make a call and somebody else will come in and do the job. So, you know, it's about getting things done. And I just, like I said, the Bears, now they're competing with, seven other franchises for a coaching, you know, and shooting fish in a coaching pool with the depth of a waiting pool. And you're hoping we get a good one. But I personally think there's going to be some really crazy things happen. Maybe Harbaugh coming back to the NFL. We'll find out in the next week or two. But,
hey,
you know, it's a lot of cards to play.
Before we let you go, I do want to thank Hogman's Game Day Superstore and Bank of England Mortgage for sponsoring Dan. So, Dan, listen, everybody's losing their minds here in Central Arkansas because we're going to get an inch of snow. So just give us an example, maybe. What are you guys dealing with snow up in Chicago?
During the spring.
No, we're wearing flip-flops when it's only an inch of snow.
That's right.
That's the one thing about up here, and everybody doesn't kind of realize it till you live here. They got the giant trucks with the plows and the salt, which destroys your automobile, but the roads get pretty clear in a few hours. So it's not as bad as you think down south where you guys are. Good luck. You got to sit around and wait for it to melt. So
yeah, you think the supply chain's bad now. Just wait till they start mentioning that inch of snow. Nothing's left, itch. Dan. That's I'm it. Having to eat house brand chili. I can't do it.
They're going flip-flops in the inch of snow. Well, Dan, great. Have a great weekend. It'll be some great football to watch. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Go Hogs.
Go Hogs, Dan.